ready for another adventure back at the airport. Yesterday was definitely an emotional day because of the crash. Today is an emotional day for another reason. Fabian has been my best friend for the past 15, almost 20 years. He's getting married and we're headed to the bachelor party. I was in charge of organizing it. It's all a surprise. No one knew where we were going until they came here. I even just sent them the barcode of the boarding pass so they could get past security. Here we go. Let's get started. Just walking over to the hotel. The weather cleared up. It was raining earlier today, but it looks great right now. Pretty friendly so far. It's a new city for almost all of us. There's only one guy who's been here before. On purpose, I wanted to come somewhere where we didn't have some people who had been like 10 times and others who had never been, so that we can all discover the city together. Okay, so they call this a room, but I have a kitchen, bathroom, and hot tub. I have a living room area, which is not too small either. And then the bedroom. Pretty insane. It's the second day of the bachelor trip. We just had breakfast at a local cafe. The guys don't know what we're doing, but of course we're gonna go play an escape room because Fabian likes at least as much as I do. So we made it to the top. Just entering the castle now, and the escape room should be somewhere in here. Here, so you have to, if you don't make it in on the first attempt, you have to go and try again and find the codes. This is the last stop, there's a door with a lock. Minutes and this is how a winner team 42. Looks like. 42 minutes.
Serious good time. A serious bloody good time.
Apparently everyone got stuck at the door and had to go back and re-find their clues. Thought we were last, but we saw that the other two teams had to go back as well. So. Edgar, how is it to come in only second place?
Oh, so we need